are expecting rains, though, of course, the Met Department is telling us that we need to exercise some caution. I will advise farmers to use whatever stock feed they had carefully. We never know what lies ahead in the next few months. So they should ensure that whatever stock feed they piled, it has to be used in such a way that it will last them up to the next grass-growing season. When it comes to crops, I will advise farmers to ensure they create some small plots. It's no use actually tilling all the land. Let them till adequate space that they can easily mulch. Because temperatures are quite high and the signs are that we might not get the required amount of rainfall. So mulching is the way forward. And number two, let them harvest the little rains that are going to fall. So rain harvesting techniques are quite critical at this time. I'm not sure what they can use, but they have to ensure that they harvest whatever rain they can.
We know that some farmers are facing challenges in sourcing maize seed. What should they do?
Farmers, especially in the semi-arid and arid regions, that is the dry regions, this is an appeal to those farmers. Let's run away from maize, because maize needs a lot of water. Let them embrace the small grains, sorghum and the millet and the, some other small grains, because then you know that with small grains, even if it's a bad season, you will still get something in return. Maize will require increased amount of water, which farmers, especially in the dry areas, do not have. But if they can harvest water, fine. If they can invest towards that, then it's fine. But ensure that more land is given to small grain than maize.
Can they use the traditional maize seed?
Yes, but even that maize seed, they must ensure that this is the maize seed that is meant for the, you know, what you call the short season varieties. Yes, if that is the type of seed, then it's fair. It's okay. You don't have to buy any other type of maize. Make sure it's a short season variety and you are sure you can get something out of it.
And looking at fertilizer, you know, if most farmers don't have access to fertilizer, what should they do, Mr. Ndlovu?
I'm sure we need an attitude change. Our farmers have a lot of manure, plenty of manure. Unfortunately, we so much believe in fertilizer, even in a very dry season, they still apply fertilizer. And yet we all know that fertilizer will demand more amount of water, water that we do not have. So I will urge farmers to rely on natural fertilizer. They have this in their crops, plenty of it, be it chickens, be it goats, be it pigs, be it cattle. There's a lot of this natural fertilizer that they can, or what you call organic fertilizer, that they can utilize in small quantities, and still it will yield the desired results.
And this concept of pit seed plantation, tell us a bit about it.
Conservation farming.
Yes.
You don't till your land, that's one thing. What they call zero farming, the extension officers. You simply dig holes that are probably 15 centimeters by 15 centimeters by 15 centimeters. That's one. So these are the holes that you dig. These are basins where you will then plant. Now, the idea is when it rains, water will then collect in these pits or in these basins. That's one thing. When water collects there, you are actually sure that there will be adequate moisture on that piece of land for an elongated time. So after water is collected, you can then plant your whatever. In fact, you add fertilizer. In this case, I'll add farmers to add manure. Then you can plant whatever you're planting, then cover the area with it, especially after, say, the first 2 weeks of germination. You can then cover that area using whatever grasses, leaves you can get. You actually mulch the whole area to minimize the rate of evaporation. That's basically the idea. We call it conservation farming. Our forefathers used to do long back. It's a productive system. You can harvest quite plenty within a very small piece of land.
And this, we assume, can be done by any farmer?
Any farmer, whether you are a rich farmer or you're a poor farmer, anyone can do that. It's a system that has proven to be very productive, and I realize most farmers are actually embracing it. Even the commercial farmers are actually embracing that because it works. It works. It's a miracle, really.